Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria 31, Johannesburg and Tzaneen 29 degrees. We start in Mpumalanga, where police have heightened visibility following the torching of 51 Putco buses. According to a report, approximately 15 suspects stormed into a bus depot at Maloto and held employees at gunpoint. At least one person was shot and wounded. Here's police spokesperson Donald Maduli.
A team of investigators have already been assembled by the acting provincial commissioner of the SAPS in Mpumalanga, Major General Dr. Zef Mkhwanazi, who strongly condemned this incident. And the team is working around the clock to ensure that the perpetrators of this heinous crime are swiftly brought to book.
Former Johannesburg Mayor Kabelo Kwamanda says he's uncertain about the charges against him. He's set to appear in the Pretoria Magistrates Court today. Kwamanda was arrested in October last year after handing himself over to police following allegations that he and his former business partner defrauded residents through their company Itemba Lama Africa. The duo allegedly ran a funeral policy business more than a decade ago, but policyholders claim they couldn't locate the company's offices when attempting to claim their payouts. Before today's court proceedings, Kwamanda suggested that political motives were behind the charges against him.
What I did wrong was for a township boy who they perceived to be uneducated, without political education, without having climbed up the ranks the way that they did, becoming a mayor of the city of Johannesburg. And to them, that was unacceptable. In that regard, they tried to find anything that they could use to bring me down. It didn't work, still won't work, because after this, I'm coming for them.
In other big court news today, Women and Children Against Child Abuse has called on the Randburg Magistrates Court to deny bail to the couple accused of distribution of child abuse material. Darren Wilken and his girlfriend, Duana Moodley, will return to court for a bail application today. The couple's arrest follows the discovery of over 10 million pieces of videos and images depicting sexual abuse of minors at his Midrand home over a week ago. For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. President Soropo also signed into law the Preservation and Development of Agricultural Land Bill, which sets out a policy and regulatory framework for the preservation and development of agricultural land. The presidency says the law seeks to, among others, protect and preserve agricultural land. Your spokesperson, Vincent Mugwenya.
The law supports government's objectives and priorities in respect of the sustainable management and use of natural resources. It also sets out a countrywide policy and regulatory framework for the preservation and development of agricultural land.
And finally, Japan has successfully defended its gold medal at the World Pastry Cup. 18 national teams were tasked with developing three desserts that would represent their country: a frozen dessert, a restaurant dessert, and a chocolate showpiece. Japan's winning creations drew on several traditional elements. France won silver and Malaysia won bronze. I'm Chanel September 8 with Nesty. Die polisie in Mpumalanga het sigbaarheid verhoog nadat 51 Putco busse gisterand aan die brand gesteek is.
Kusistus. Melktert.
Yes.
Where's South Africa? How come they...
Pimpamentati, Lana.
Oh. But how come they had a pastry competition? What? Oh. Okay, so what else? What was the pastry? Give me the story again.
It was the Pastry World Cup.
Oh.
And Japan won gold, France won silver, Malaysia won bronze. And you obviously had to make desserts based on, you know, your country and representing your country.
Did they invite us?
We must find out.
Because I honestly believe that South Africa would have, no. Eclairs.
You know.
We can make stuff. Like, have you, rusks, guys.
Oh. The best.
I'm on diet.
Ooh.
It's like saying here, take it, eat it.
We're entering next year.
What could you eat right now?
Sure, a pastry or just anything?
Pastry.
Pastry. Almond croissant.
So there's, I won't say who makes it, there's an almond